This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand, and it's time now to check in with my long-lost colleague, Alex Chadwick. Alex, hello.
Hello, Madeline. Nice to speak to you, even though I'm not there in the studio.
I see that. You're not next to me. You are in Kansas City.
I'm in Kansas City, where we're going to be broadcasting from the rest of the week. And to learn about Kansas, I've called someone for advice. Now, this is NPR's official favorite former Midwesterner. This is the person we call all the time. He doesn't even live here anymore, but he's the very accomplished
New Yorker.
Wait,
it's Bob Dole. Right?
It's not. Well, we call him too. Yes, you will hear Bob Dole, but no, this is New Yorker writer Calvin Trillin. Calvin Trillin, we are headed to Kansas City this week. People still associate you with the place. What should we know about Kansas City?
Well, it's the center of the world, of course. And I still associate me with the place. It's absolutely lovely, and I rather doubt that you'll ever come back once you get there and see what it's like.
Well, I went a couple of weeks ago and came back. But I did think to myself the entire time I was there, holy moly, here's a place with great old architecture, great new architecture, a real sense of energy. There are cranes all over the place people are building. It's not overwhelmingly crowded at rush hour. It's clean. It's an American city that actually seems to be functioning.
Yeah, I hope it is. My knowledge of it, of course, is rooted in my high school years. So, I mean, I left sort of after high school, but I go back regularly, and it does seem to me in very good shape now.
When you call it the center of the universe, it actually is just about in the middle of the country. We've been asking people, what does it mean to be in the middle?
Well, I think there's a strong Midwestern flavor to Kansas City, although I say flavor because it's a mixture of things, and I remember one book about cultural regions of America that had a big circle around Missouri that said something like non-conforming area, because there's a lot of elements of Kansas City that don't seem Midwestern. I went, for instance, to a segregated school system. There was, not long before that, an Irish political machine. So it has a lot, but I think it's dominated by the Midwest. One book said that when people talk about something being very American, they're talking about the customs and values of the Midwest, particularly the upper Midwest. So in that way, people from Kansas City are sort of typical Americans, or what New Yorkers would call out-of-towners.
What do you think those values are?
Well, there's a strong value of the work ethic and of modesty, I think, of playing things down. I always said, when I tried to make up license plate mottos for states that didn't have them, I made up one for Nebraska that was a long way across. That would be a Midwestern way of describing your state. And I said that if the Midwest had a license plate motto for the region, the motto would be no big deal.
Do you feel out of place now because you still are in your heart, or at least you write about being still in your heart, a Midwesterner, but you live in New York?
I think of myself as a resident out-of-towner. I love New York, but I wrote a book about my father and talked about childhoods having themes like, we come from a noble family, you must never do anything to besmirch its name. That's a theme. Or, we're miserable because your father deserted us would be a theme. And when I tried to think of what I'd want the theme of my daughter's childhoods to be, my daughters who grew up in Greenwich Village, the theme I thought of was, despite all evidence to the contrary, you're being raised in Kansas City.
Calvin Trillin, former Midwesterner from Missouri and the Kansas City area. Calvin, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.